like a boat out of the blue.
Annual pass holders will have a lot more blockout dates to contend with starting June 2019. To explain the new system, we talked to a pro, Jessica Sanders, writer of the happiest blog on earth.
I am in Disneyland right now on Main Street, USA.
She says Disneyland will be splitting its blockout calendars between the two parks, meaning you'll likely have to pick between the original park and California Adventure on a given day.
Disney has to do something about crowd control, and that's just, they are always thinking of ways to maximize the time that you spend in the park.
This should do both, she says, and next summer is a crucial time to start with the scheduled opening of the new Star Wars Galaxy Edge, which is expected to bring in huge numbers of people, including those who have never been to the park.
So basically, with this new system, it's going to keep annual pass holders out of Disneyland Park so that those guests coming down can hopefully experience lower crowd levels.
So the message here could be a good time to check out California Adventure.
I do find that a lot of out-of-town guests think of Disney California Adventure Park as an afterthought. They come here to experience Disneyland Park, and maybe they're going for several days, so they say, okay, we'll just check out California Adventure as well. But they are just retheming things over there like crazy.
Megan Goldsby, KCBS.